And a pleasant Tuesday. Good morning to all of us listening out there. I'm Sam Spent. Glad you're with us here on AM 690 KGGF, as it is the first Tuesday of the month, so we had to do some shuffling around. But yes, we do have Chamber Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, thanks so much. Welcome in.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, it was a not really chaotic weekend, but busy weekend for me as well. We were down here at the 150th anniversary celebration. It was a lot of fun. But you guys up in Independence, you put together a little celebration for Miss Abel's, what was it, 60 years, 50 years, something like that, of her successful launch. I know we talked about it last week, but it finally happened over the weekend. How'd it go?
Oh, my gosh. It went so well, and you're exactly right. I know Coffeyville had a big day, and Independence had a big day. It was the 60th anniversary of Miss Abel's successful space launch, and we started out the day with a blast-off breakfast. We had a monkey run. We had a monkey see, monkey do obstacle course. We had terrestrial train rides and cosmic carousel rides, and the Science Center was open for free. They were giving anti-gravity simulator rides. The Cosmosphere from Hutchison came and did a Living in Space presentation at the library, and did liquid oxygen ice cream. They made that for everybody. And then we showed the Night at the Smithsonian movie. We had a splashdown at the swimming pool. Like 75 kids were there for that one. And so it was a great day. If you missed it, you missed a great event, but go to our Facebook page at Get Independence, because we took a lot of pictures. And so the story is well told through the photographs and the videos. So check that out. And then what really topped our day was the fact that we got national recognition. Hmm. You know, it is the first time that Independence has really embraced their world history. And the Smithsonian, for years, has embraced this piece of world history by having Miss Abel stuffed in the Smithsonian and on display. And so they gave us a video congratulatory message that they made especially for us. It's on our Facebook page as well. And we very much appreciated their support. And it was pretty cool to get recognition from them.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and I can already sense something of an annual event, this being to commemorate Miss Abel and the successful space launch. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Obviously, you know, Night at the Smithsonian, not a lot of people know, but there is a monkey in there. And hey, made it to Hollywood as well. Made it to Hollywood, and right here from Independence. So that's really cool. Again, an event that I think is probably going to be something annual.
We had our planning or our debrief meeting yesterday. So what I would tell everyone who's listening to this is, if you have a great idea to add to the already long list of things that we're going to do again next year, if you have some ideas or you want to serve on that committee, the more the merrier. We welcome volunteers, and we just want to continue to make it a bigger and better annual event.
Yeah, well, and I know you guys had Textron or some aviation make their way, and having it so heavily influenced around Montgomery County as a whole, you know, you'd maybe think that a couple maybe more airline companies come in and make it neat like that, because, again, whether it's space travel or not, they're basically the same engineers just working on two different planes. So, but either way, that's a cool event. I'll be excited for it next year, and hopefully I'll be able to make that day, because, yeah, it was a busy day for us as we cover basically the entire celebration. But it is the first week, which means a lot of stuff going on. First Thursday, Friday, as well as weekly recycling, but that happens every Tuesday. We knew that.
It does. We have all kinds of things, like you said, happening this week. Last week was so busy in preparation for Miss Abel, I thought we were going to get a rest, and there is no rest. So recycling is today, as you mentioned, every Tuesday from 11 to 1 at the recycling station, the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple. Drop off your recyclables this evening, and every evening throughout the summer months will be the musical entertainment of Mid-Continent Band at the Band Shell out at the park. Their evening concerts start at 8 p.m. They perform amazing musical entertainment. A couple times during the summer, we will have Kids Night. I will give you those dates probably next week, and they will play Disney songs and things like that to really bring out the kids. But it's a great evening. I played in the band for years. I play the saxophone, and so I'm a proud past member, and it's just a great evening. So you can bring your lawn chairs, and you can enjoy the music, or you can go down and sit in the provided benches at the band shell, And it's again, it's a great evening of musical entertainment. We will be posting all of the music that they have selected to play tonight. But again, that band concert starts at 8 o'clock.
And I'll tell you what, coming from somebody that, you know, I travel the country going to different venues and music festivals and things like that, it is a cool little venue back there. You know, the little band shell, it's kind of hidden away back into the trees. I think it would be a perfect evening. And then, like you said, you'd get some good music alongside it as well. So it's, again, it's a very cool venue. I think the little band shell, like when I first saw it, I was like, is that an amphitheater over there? And it kind of is, you know, it's almost a natural amphitheater with the seats sitting on a hill there. But yeah, you know, bring your chair, do whichever, but almost no bad seat. And again, what a great little venue that it is. So
yeah, grab a drink, grab some ice cream, grab your dinner. There's right, you know, you said that the benches are on the hillside, but over on the left and the right of the band shell are some grassy areas and some outbuildings for like picnics and things. So you can bring your dinner and you could throw out a blanket and have your picnic right there. And so,
very
and the
cool.
carousel's right, you know, 50 steps away.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a great evening.
Well, so. And the rest of the park and zoo as well. I mean, that made it so convenient for me when I was there because I was walkable distance from my apartment to the park. And there was one night, I think we did it unintentionally, that we were walking around and came up on the Mid-Continent Band while they were performing. So I did get one band play in last year, but again, it wasn't intentional, but it was kind of a pleasant surprise walking through the park and, oh, we've got this nice little presentation. So that's coming up tonight. That's very cool. They kicked off, Memorial Day, right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, kicked off on Memorial Day there. So, also, later this week, we've got a big day on Thursday, looks like. Celebrate Independence, and then, of course, it is the first Thursday of the month as well.
It is. So, Celebrate Independence is a quarterly event sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce, and it's open to the public. Reservations for this event are due today by noon, so listen up because you want to get your reservation in for this. It is a luncheon. It's $10. It's being sponsored by Grassroots Design Group, and it's all centered around youth and the arts, and we're going to have some great performances. Usually, we have speakers that speak about things to celebrate in our community, but this time we're actually having performances centered around celebrating our youth in the arts. We have some amazing, amazingly talented youth, and I was thinking about this morning. You know, my kids are going to be 25 this summer, and if you don't have kids in the choir anymore or in the band or in dance recitals, you don't find yourself enjoying that kind of talent because you're not in the audience, you know, and as a parent or grandparent. And so I kind of miss out, and I'm really excited about this. We're going to have Cy Smith, who is actually the valedictorian. He just graduated a couple weeks ago, and a band member. He's going to be playing the xylophone and playing the Flight of the Bumblebees.
Oh, wow.
And he just received a perfect score at state competition, which is kind
on
of
that song?
Of. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So, so excited to have him perform. We're going to have Justin Turner, who is going to be doing, no, wait, we're not, we're had a change of plans. We're going to have Sarah Schwatkin, who is actually from Stage Art Dance Studios, and she is this amazingly talented dancer, and she's going to perform a tap dance that I've been told is wonderful. And then the Independence Children's Summer Theater, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit, they're going to be performing Be Our Guest, which is one of the songs from Beauty and the Beast. And Lily Taylor, who is an actress in that theatrical production, is actually going to be my MC for that event. So it's all going to be youth-driven, and you just don't want to miss this because I truly think this is going to be one of the most enjoyable celebrates that we've had in a long time as far as just entertainment.
Yeah, well, it's a good spinoff to do it. You know, have a little bit of entertainment involved as well. You
right.
know, it encourages people to come out, but then at the same time still be a part of that that same event. And then that night, it looks like, from 5 to 8 is First Thursday.
We do. So Main Street hosts First Thursday in downtown Independence throughout the summer months. And there's going to be food trucks. We're going to have Tacos Cura downtown.
Nice.
To Be Smoking is going to be there with barbecue. There's going to be lots of games that they'll play. They're blocking off the 300 block in downtown. Eclectics Art Gallery is celebrating their second year, so they're kind of doing a nice celebration as well. The Farmers Market, which is typically on Saturday, is going to be downtown during First Thursday. And then I just spoke about Sarah Schwatkin, and she is from Stage Art Dance, and they're going to be down there as at 5:30 doing a dance performances for entertainment. Anyway, it's going to be a great evening. It's going to be fun. Some of the stores will be open late. And we have an amazing downtown in Independence. It's historical. It's vibrant. It's, you know, booming. There's lots of fun places to eat and hang out. And this is just one more reason to enjoy our downtown.
And, you know, this is, and again, no discredit here to the great town of Coffeyville, but I saw this over the weekend and what Coffeyville did with their 150th anniversary celebration. We need more stuff in the downtown plaza area, whether it, you know, whether it's music, dances, or something that you guys throw on like that. It takes me back home. Fort Collins is notorious for doing it. I mean, there's a huge festival now called New West Fest that brings thousands of people from all across the country just to see some of the performing acts. And I miss that, you know. I miss the downtown, you know, kind of action, where regardless if you got bars and restaurants and whichever downtown, as long as you got something going on, it's good to interact. And we had a couple of First Thursdays last year, unintentional, again, just walking around downtown. And it's like, oh, what a pleasant surprise that we have this great event. So, yeah, I always enjoyed First Thursdays last year. And again, don't want to miss out on them this year. So and it sounds like will this be kind of regular with the farmers market or just this Thursday?
No, it will be regular with the farmers market. So farmers market will be on Saturdays. And I do want to touch on that just real quick. Mm-hmm. So our farmers market is the bomb. And I don't mean that negatively. It's amazing. It is the bomb. They have some great things. They have, I won't be able to name them all, but I am going to give it my best try, because they have lettuces and spring onions and sugar peas and broccoli and potatoes. They have bedding plants and herbs. They have jellies and jams and pies and German beer rocks, and I mean, the list just goes on and on. They have smoked cheeses, everything down there, so much so that it used to be a half block, and they're really thinking they're going to open up the full block because they have that many vendors that are selling things. And so this Saturday, we're going to have musical entertainment along with the farmer's market, which will be provided by Freddie and Elsa Hester, and they are playing the dulcimers. Do you know what a dulcimer is?
I think so.
Stringed instrument that's kind of oval. Yeah. It's so cool to watch them play, and they're crazy talented. So they're going to be at Farmers Market this Saturday, but all of those vendors that I listed are going to be available on Saturday, and many of them will be downtown on Thursday. So if you find yourself unable to go to Farmers Market on Saturday morning, or you're just not a morning person, then check it out this Thursday evening along with all the fun in downtown.
Easy enough. And real quick, just a reminder for everybody too, First Friday is at the Civic Center this week too. So, we'll get into it. Looks like next week, is it? No, it's Saturday. Coming up, Prairie Days Festival. I like that. It's this Saturday, June 8th, looks like.
Yes. So, Prairie Days Festival, like you said, is this Saturday. What's cool about this year is there's going to be a special guest. His name is Jason Wilder. He's the grandnephew of Almanzo Wilder, which was the husband of Laura. So, it was Mary, Laura, and Carrie and Grace. And he's going to be there. He's going to emcee the costume contest, and then he's also going to be doing some presentations and a couple times at 11:30 and then again at 2 o'clock. But they're going to have music by Oklahoma Mike. There's going to be food vendors out there, Pioneer Games and Crafts, like I said, the children's costume contest. It's only $3 to get in, $1 for kiddos. Parking is free. There's going to be a petting zoo, just all kinds of fun on the prairie. So I say grab your bonnet, put on your boots, and head out to the prairie this Saturday. And I believe that the gates open at 10. I think that I'm right about that. So you won't want to miss all the opportunities out at the prairie.
You know, and these are a great opportunity, regardless if you have that nostalgic touch in it, whichever. But there's a lot of places in Kansas that kind of hold this charm, you know, something of great. Obviously, the Little House on the Prairie is a renowned program that people far and wide know of that name, and not really, not a whole lot of even Kansans know that it's a 15-minute drive away from us.
I know.
Like, it's not that far. And I mean, I learned it on the western side of the state as well. I had no, well, I knew, you know, obviously from the term, we're not in Kansas anymore, but I had no idea Dorothy's house was in Liberal. So we went down and had to go see it. I mean, there's a lot of places like that in Kansas that are, you know, 15, 20 minutes away. I had no idea that the town that inspired the movie Cars is actually here in Kansas.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I think it's Emporia. I don't hold me on that one, but it is a Kansas town. But there's a lot of places like it, so you don't want to miss out. And for, what, $3? For the entry?
You can't beat it. You know, my little sister lives in Liberal, so I've been to
the Dorothy's house.
Dorothy,
yeah.
Yes, that's cool.
They got a little
cool
statue of Toto out front, too. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, exactly. And then I believe the Yellow Brick Road is somewhere on this side of the state, is it not? I can't remember where it is. It's like Crawford or Cherokee County where it is. But either way, again, don't hold me on my Kansas knowledge. I'm getting there.
And Sedan,
getting there.
I believe, is
Sedan.
The Yellow Brick Road.
That's
yes.
where I'm looking for. Sedan is where it is. So it's Chautauqua County. I was a little off there. But either way, you had mentioned it a moment ago, but next weekend is the Independence Children's Summer Theater.
Oh, my goodness.
That's pretty neat.
Oh, it's beyond neat. So as I mentioned, they will be performing Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast at this Thursday's Celebrate Independence. But as you said, June 14th through 16th is the Independence Children's Summer Theater presentation of The Day Aliens Attacked Fairfield. All three of their performances throughout the summer are going to be held at the William Inge Theater. Friday and Saturday performances are at 7 and a Sunday matinee at 2. And they will perform The Day the Aliens Attacked Fairfield. Then on June 21st through the 23rd, they're going to do 101 Dalmatian Kids. And then they will finish up the summer on June 28th through the 30th with Beauty and the Beast Jr. And what's cool about this summer theater that you may or may not know is this started, their first production was in 2005. They had 54 kids in the cast. They did one performance. This will be their 15th year. And they are now doing 3 shows, 2 musicals, and 1 play, and there's a cast of over 200 kids.
Wow.
So totally amazing. And they don't even start practicing until school's out. That's what kills me, is how incredibly talented all these kids are, and all of the producers and directors, their commitment to children's theater is just amazing. And I encourage everyone to go. But you better get there early because they sell out every time. I love to go. I don't even know who the kids are in the audience because they're all dressed up in these cute costumes. And, of course, none of them are my kids. But I just go because they're great performances. So you want to mark those on your calendar. And you can find that. We'll be posting on our Facebook page. But right now, get June 14th through the 16th on your calendar for The Day Aliens Attacked Fairfield.
Well, I'll tell you what, they keep the validity with it. Now, regardless, you know, they're younger kids and they're great courses, but if I've learned anything about being around, you know, acting and drama and things like that, there's a lot of times where you're going to get a script slapped on your desk and they're like, you have 30 days. You got 30 days to prepare, and it looks like they even kind of trickle that down for them to not only get used to the industry, but those kids respond so well, obviously. I mean, they put out 3 great shows, and they're very, not different by any means, but 3 different sets of shows. I think, obviously, The Day the Aliens Attacked Fairfield, a little different than 101 Dalmatians, so I can't wait to see the contrast to those two. So, very interesting. So, that goes on all throughout the month of June with those 3 shows, and then looks like next Saturday is the Meadowlark Lounge as well.
Yes. So the Meadowlark Lounge is something new. Mike Flood with Four Leaf Entertainment is doing this as a fundraiser for the museum. And here's what you need to compare it to would be a smaller version of Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nice.
If you've ever been there, you know, singer and songwriters sit around in a very intimate setting and play their songs. You know, it's a small environment. This is his idea of Bluebird Cafe. So it's Meadowlark Lounge. It's going to be a dinner concert. So tickets are $25, but you get dinner with that. And you're going to have a country dinner and refreshments. I believe it's being catered by Down Home Restaurant, which would be amazing food. The dinner is at 6 o'clock. The concert is at 7. And there are 4 singer-songwriters. Martin Metzger, who is originally from, I think, the Tennessee area. He's living in Independence now. Cody Johnson, I believe, is from Cherryvale. Stacy Lapardus and Chris Mitchell are both from Independence. And they will be sitting kind of in a round table environment, doing their singing and songwriting and having conversations around those as we all enjoy dinner. So, again, it's just something fun to do. It's Saturday, June 15th. It's in the evening. It's $25. Like I said, it includes dinner. All the money raised goes to support the museum. So check it out.
Yeah, very neat. Well, and at the end of the month, too, we just got a couple of minutes here, so we'll kind of breeze over these. But still some time to prepare and kind of put on your calendar at the end of the month here. But the Independence Public Safety Kids Camp, as well as Teen Movie Night before we wrap up the month of June. But tell me about the safety camp real quick.
Okay, so the safety camp will be Wednesday, June 26th at Riverside Park. It's for kids ages 5 to 9. You can pre-register by going to labettehealth.com. And getting your child registered for that. There's going to be all kinds of safety demonstrations around swimming safety, and there's going to be train rides and breakout sessions. They're going to be giving prizes. That's just all about learning about safety and, you know, focused on kids. And so last year they had a great turnout. I think they totally booked up, so you'll want to, you know, get your kids signed up just as soon as possible. And again, there's fish and water safety, fire extinguisher safety. There's four-wheel safety, drone demonstrations, just all kinds of fun things they have planned. And then you said teen night. So movie night is, we're starting movie night. We have four movie nights, June, July, August, and September. And the first movie night will be Teen Night. It's June 29th, and pre-show activities will start around 7, and then the movie will start at 9. I've not picked the movie yet, but mark my word, we are going to have lots of fun things for the teens. The Army recruiters are going to be there again with some inflatables. We're going to have pizza, and it's all for teenagers that night. And so mark your calendar for that, and then we will have three more summer movie nights throughout the summer in July, August, and September. And then lastly, I just want to give a little shout out, because I know Coffeyville does this upright, and we do it upright as well. 4th of July will be here before we know it.
That's right. My goodness.
It just doesn't happen. It happens with a lot of donations. I know Coffeyville takes donations, and you have some large supporters in Coffeyville.
Oh, absolutely.
And Independence is needing the same kind of support. So we're trying to raise over $15,000 for our fireworks presentation on the 4th of July. So if you want to donate to that cause, you can send your contributions to Jim Kelly at Community National Bank. You can go through the drive-thru, put fireworks in the memo, and just give just any little bit, you know, $10, $15. If we all do that, we're going to have an amazing celebration. So.
Absolutely. We'll talk more on that as well as some of the other things later in the month. Again, that is Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Wilson. Lisa, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for having me.
It's the Mighty 690 KGGF.